Okay.
Let's start recording now.
Right.
Streaming, like we're streaming out. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we know what time it is. It's that time again. I know you have been waiting, anticipating for this to occur again, none other than Church and Hip Hop with the gang from True Light Church with my main man, Dr. Robert Aiken.
Oh, man.
How you doing, my
friend?
We're
doing good, Apostle. We missed you, Mr. Fellowship. We're back with you. We've got so much going on. I want to tell you about it. I'm excited here with my daughter in Christ, Jasmine. Jasmine, what's going on? Church and Hip Hop, we're back.
I'm so excited to be back.
Oh, man.
I've been telling a lot of my friends about it. I even had a friend who was interested in coming.
Right,
so everybody been on the edge of their seat anticipating, like, what's up with Church and Hip Hop?
Right.
I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah.
I know we got a lot to talk about. Get caught up.
They've been asking us about Church and Hip Hop. Man, so much going on. We take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the hip hop community. Apostle, I called him first when God put it on our heart. We did it. This is our second year. We had a little hiatus because we had so much going on at True Light. I want to tell you about our church, True Light Church, 1799 East 55th Street. We've got one more piece of land to buy that we're going to build a new church, but now we got a huge announcement, Apostle. We may be moving the church to East Cleveland, buying a Catholic church, 58,000 square feet,
wow.
A 1,200-seat sanctuary, a daycare, a full gymnasium. So we'll be talking more about it. We want you to pray with us. We're going to put a picture up, have Apostle put it up here. We're asking our covenant partners to pray with us. The vision doesn't stop. The address might change, though. Hey, but we'll talk more about that. So we're excited about that. We're excited about our radio broadcast, man, on the Praisinest Station in the Nation, Radio 1000. Tune in every Thursday, 1000 a.m. on your AM dial. It's The Light, the radio broadcast ministry of True Light. We have sports talk with Deacon Quinn, real talk, real people, real issues, but more important, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you got to watch. It's more of a gospel variety show. Apostle is off the chart. Our ratings are sky high. And the Apostle said, man, we had the number one watch show on KAZ, and now we're back. So all the competition, look out. We love the Lord. We're Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, all that good stuff, but we are coming. Competitive, man. I'm like Kobe Bryant, man, the Black Mamba. Shout out to my sports fan. I'm like Michael Jordan, and Kanye said, don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely into my zone. Just tell them we're back. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. I'm pumped.
Yeah, I really, this was like a reunion show. Like,
yeah.
Let's talk about what's been going on. Like, you
okay.
Hit it on the nail on the head with what's going on with our church.
That's right.
The most important thing that I'm excited about, like you said, is whether we're going to move or we're going to stay and rebuild. So,
right.
Like you said, pray with us.
Right.
I'm just excited. Like,
just
2015 has been amazing. We actually had New Year's Eve service at church, brought the New Year's in. That was amazing.
Powerful.
So, my year started off great, and it's still going
still
the same way, going great.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm super excited. Just
we closed out the year strong. Tell them about your business. Let's blow up your business. We got an entrepreneur.
I can't say too much, but I'll tell y'all that God put this opportunity in front of me. I know it was God given, and this is all I do now. I used to do it part-time, and I had a job, but I'm an entrepreneur now, and this is all I do. My business is sustaining my lifestyle, so that goes without saying that God has invested me with this opportunity, and it's enough for me, and I know this is just a stepping stone to where I really want to go, what I really want to do, but I'm so excited, and I'm blessed.
No, Jazz. That was political. I like how she did, Jazz. That's my daughter. See how she spit that thing out.
She was very mild, very nice. I am very proud of what you're doing.
She is awesome.
I'm saving money on, I think, electric bill, gas bill.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with
mm-hmm.
you.
Yes.
And you are one of those rare people
mm-hmm.
who can take a business opportunity in what they call multi-level marketing, or however you want to put it.
That's right.
Which is a viable business. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
People making
absolutely.
Millions and millions of dollars. And people making $1,000. I'm even making money.
Wow.
I got residual coming in every month from off of a business. not a lot, but it's every month. My son has I did a multi-level bargaining business, and the money he gets coming in every single month pays his phone bill.
Right.
It is money to be made what you're doing, but you're a go-getter.
Absolutely.
You're a go-getter. Congratulations 2015 on your new business venture. May God continue to bless you. I think she'll probably be one of them real people in hip hop.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The main thing that I like about the business that is personal development. It's teaching me and molding me to be a professional and just carry myself as a businesswoman. And it's teaching me, like, time management and a lot of things that I need to do whatever profession I'm being. So I'm just thankful for it. It's just amazing, really, for me.
Hey, you know, we got a caller on the line right now. Let's call her to tune in or not. But caller ending in 0312. Go right ahead, please. Hello?
I'm just calling you to say hello.
Hey, who are you speaking with?
This is Deacon Johnny.
Hey,
Johnny.
All right, Johnny, good looking. Deacon Johnny Cross built a sound booth for us at True Light years ago, and he's back, man. He's in training to be a deacon. Tell the people what brought you back to True Light Church, and tell the people how you feel about the ministry right now live on Church and Hip Hop.
Oh, I'm loving the growth. It's like home, man. It's like our record.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. How you feel about being back in training, being a deacon in God's church?
Oh, man, I'm lying more than I thought I'd do. It's a great feeling right now.
Talk about that. You got a person to call.
Praise God, man. I'm happy. Thank y'all for all y'all do, helping with the outreach ministry every Saturday, picking up the food, being on the praise team, teaching and learning the word every Sunday, 10 a.m. Minister Jan, Minister Dwight, they're the powerful teachers. They're our husband and wife team, our Aquila and Priscilla. How about that?
Awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank y'all for calling. You watched it last night?
Yeah.
Praise God. Baby mama drama, huh?
That was the last one, yep.
Baby mama drama.
Praise God. Y'all too old for baby mama drama, you and Deacon Dwight, right? I'm going to call you Sarah. I'm going to call you Sarah and call him Abraham.
I was about to say.
That was probably the first baby mama drama. You know,
that's so hey, God.
Oh, man. Baby mama. Deacon Dwight, Minister Dwight to me, and Minister Jan, God bless y'all.
God bless.
God bless. We love you. Peace.
Okay,
another caller. What is it? Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Another caller.
We take them. Okay, caller ending is 5743. Go right ahead.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
How you doing?
We know that voice.
Great. Terrific Tuesday.
That's right. I miss you guys and can't wait to see you Wednesday.
We love you.
And I'm praying tomorrow.
All right, we love you. You're making all that money. Remember, make that money, but don't let the money make you.
That's right.
All right. How's your son doing?
God bless.
God bless.
Oh, he's fine.
He's good. Yeah. All right, Sandy. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the support.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're happy we're back on the air.
Yeah,
teamwork makes the dream work. Man, Apostle, we just excited. We gotta get you down to the church because you got to see what it's just a spirit of, I don't know, of power.
Amen.
Like dunamis.
Empowerment.
Seems like everything we touch turns hot. Seems like everything we touch turns to gold.
I'm excited about people that's been joining.
Yeah.
This may sound funny, but they all have been young men.
Right.
And then we've been saying that we need more young men to come out here for that reason, but it's just I'm just excited to see younger men coming in. It's like we're taking it. We're really reaching those
reaching,
people. Like the guy that said he was lost. He literally came to Bible study and he was like, I feel lost.
Yeah.
And we all prayed with him, and it just was powerful. So
young brothers who joined
I'm excited
Sunday.
About that. Yep.
Right.
It was two young dudes that joined Sunday. Yep.
Praise God. So we thank God.
Shout out to Maurice and Monroe is their names.
Yeah, Eminem, Maurice
and
Eminem. Praise God. Jackie Knight Grubb said, God bless. She's praying. Pray for everything in her family. That's another one of our members that's calling for support. Thank y'all for y'all's support. We want to talk a little hip-hop drama. What's going on in the hip-hop world?
I didn't watch the Grammys. I heard it. I didn't know. I wasn't excited. about the Grammys this year. I didn't watch it.
So what's going on with hip hop? What's the scandal?
Well, I saw Kanye West had a lot to say about Beyonce.
He's always got something to say. What was he tripping about?
I think he was tripping. I think Beyonce should have been awarded something again. And
did he cut Taylor Swift off again?
He took a picture with her. He cut another girl off. I forgot her name. Same thing, like mimicking her.
Wow.
That was cool, and they took a picture. I saw that. So, Pharrell won the Grammy for the song I'm Happy.
He deserved it.
I like the Grammys. I only saw bits and pieces of it. I usually watch it every year, but I missed it.
I wasn't excited this year, but I missed it, the whole thing.
What's the latest? What about the Nae Nae? What is the Nae Nae?
It's a dance.
My 6-year-old grandson, who goes to St. Dominic Catholic School in Shaker Heights. Shout out to St. Dominic Catholic School and my grandson, Chandler Antoine Aiken. He said, Papa, let me show you how to do the nay-nay.
Did he do it?
He did it. He did the nay-nay. I said, really, they don't learn that at St. Dominic Catholic School.
He's my dad. Excellent.
Wow.
She did an excellent job. They made me a little nervous at the end. When the time was dropping, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Right,
But they pulled through. I was so proud.
So you like the playoff setup where they do the four teams and the playoff setup possible instead of like the board just picking the committee picking?
Yeah, it was, that was nice.
That's better.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
That's more competitive.
Like, yeah, very much so.
Very competitive.
I don't know much about that.
Man, we got to talk about this. We got sports talk now on our Christian radio show. It's crazy. Apostle Deacon Queen, you may call in. We do it on that broadcast. We talk sports real heavy. The Cavaliers, man, they rolling, they're clicking. We was at the Clippers game. Unbelievable. Call us up if you want to talk about the Cavaliers. 347-539-5088. Man, LeBron, Kyrie, Caleb, doing it with the big man, Masov from Russia. We got J.R. Smith now. We got Shumpert now. Man, I think the sky's the limit. They can championship.
We got a caller. Let's see if this caller wants to talk sports. Okay, caller, go ahead. 5624.
Hello?
Go ahead, caller. Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk sports. I was just coming in, calling in to talk with you, Pat.
How you doing?
I'm well. How about yourself, buddy?
Good, good. Who is the caller? Who are you?
I'm trying to make out his voice.
Deacon
Who's
Dwayne.
Calling?
Deacon Dwayne.
Deacon
Dwayne with that baritone. Man, Deacon Dwayne, you should be like an actor, an actor. You got that James Earl Jones, and you talk real deep. Can you hear me? CNN. Dwayne Roberts, CNN.
That's right.
You got a broadcast of really.
What's going on, Deacon Dwayne?
Just chilling out.
Okay. Where's your beautiful wife, my deaconess, Deaconess Jeannie? Where's she at?
We listen to some jazz music, just looking at TV, looking at jazz, listening to some jazz, looking at TV at the same time. Yeah. Trying to set a mood. Yeah. So I didn't have my minute of fame.
Hey, you're coming up on 1 year of guys, last May, right? Almost 1 year. Tell us how much you love your wife and how much you love marriage life.
You there? You there?
You there? Did you hear that?
I can't hear you.
Hey, I married you and your beautiful wife last May. How do you feel being married, married life? Tell us a little bit about it. I know you love it.
Well, married life, it's like a roller coaster. Like a roller coaster. Yeah, it's like a roller coaster. Sometimes
you like it. Don't worry. It's like a roller coaster going up and down, but you keep getting in the line and you keep getting on the ride, right?
Sometimes you
pay
up a little bit, too.
All right. My man, he's sick. All right, man, God bless you. We thank you. Keep watching the show, you and Deaconess Jeannie. Until I said God, oh, the cards are awesome. That's love. Our new cards are in. Tell her they were excellent. That's love. Our new cards are in. Tell her thank you. Yep.
All right.
Love y'all.
Yeah, we got our new cards in. That's love. Yep. Our new theme, Apostle, our foundational theme this year is That's Love. We did In Love, Show Your Love. It's all about the love, real love. Now this year, That's Love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:7, our foundational scripture for this year and our theme, That's Love.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So we're excited about that. Jazz, let's talk about love. I was going to do that, too. I had a little stuff to talk about. Let's talk about love,
amen.
Like the love you have as a mother. I was with a counselor couple, and they had lost their child, and the mother said that you would never know. She said, Rev, I heard you say when your mom went on the glory, it just blew you away, and it did. The mother's love is unbelievable. So when my mom went under glory, it was devastating.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about it every day. Got a picture on my phone. People ask me that everywhere I go. They say, well, who is that? That's your wife? Mm-hmm. Or yeah, that's my mama.
No, that's my beautiful
said,
mama.
Yeah, that's my beautiful mama. So, but she said, Rev, you'll never understand the loss of a child if you have to bear. So she said, start asking mothers that question, the loss of a child, because we're supposed to bury our children. And that turned, we know I have to put a body press with the Lord, but I got what she was saying. So she was trying to get that message over, and she saw the card. She said, Rev, I like your card. That's love. And she had to bear that death, believe that her son is in glory, and he has hope to see him again and endure that loss. Talk about a mother's love.
I couldn't compare it to God's love. I could not say love because I know I'm not perfect like God. His love is perfect. But It's real close to it.
It's real close to it.
I love my child. I couldn't imagine, like, being here without him. Like, sometimes it's just, like if you're just having a bad, like, sometimes I'll be having a bad day, and he could just run up. It's like he can feel when I'm sad or something. I don't know what it is. He just run up to me and grab me and hug me, and then I just feel better. And I remember this is what I'm doing it for. This is what it's all about. So that love, man, you could never duplicate that. You could never get that from.
And it's authentic.
It's just like
right.
This. It was crazy. I was just giving him a bath last night, and I was just sitting there kind of like tripping, like, dang, this was the baby that was in my stomach kicking. It's just, I'll never love another being like that. Like,
puppy won't do that.
Some people really love their animals, but I don't care what no one says. It's not the same love.
Right.
It's not the same love. You didn't carry that puppy in your belly. You don't know how it feels to give birth.
What about giving birth? We can't imagine that as a man.
That is an experience. It's like I kind of feel cheated a little bit because I had a C-section. I had to get a C-section with Marcus. But even still, going through it and just I don't know.
Wow.
I will never forget it. I'll always remember like the emotions I felt, the pain I felt, obviously, and just then afterwards holding him on my chest. Like they do something called Kinder. What is it called? Kinder care. Something where you lay the baby right
at your chest.
As soon as the baby come out, you lay on your chest, bare skin, and it kind of, get that mommy scent. Man, that's the best ever. That's the best thing ever, man.
So now some young people tell me they've had one kid, and then they say, well, if I get married again, I ain't having no more kids. Would you like to have more kids?
Absolutely. I want a daughter, and I don't want to have another child, obviously, until I'm married. I made a vow to you, myself, and most importantly, God, that I'm not having another one until I'm married. But I want a daughter.
That's right.
I got a son. Then after a daughter, I think I'll be done. I used to say I wanted four kids, but now after having one, I
want
two.
Son to the Lord?
Yes, he's been christened. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jack, a Holy Spirit filled Christian woman. Hey, we're not perfect. I had my first child out of wedlock, and I made a vow to God, Apostle, not to have a second one out of wedlock. So, of course, I was married and had another kid, raised a family. And I tell the folks that it's true, like all our young people, we all make mistakes. All have sinned, falling short of the glory of God. And as Germany always say, I just try to keep it. I'm going to try to get it right, 100, but she said I don't pronounce it right. But Germany's probably watching. She told me I got to take it out of there, keep it 100. So if you've made mistakes in your life, this is the church for your true life. Hey, you've got a baby out of wedlock. You're wrestling with lesbianism, homosexuality. Come on to the church. God does hate sin, but he loves the sinner. We're going to love on you, present the gospel of Jesus Christ to you, try to encourage you, and maybe not even counsel you, just give you the word, because, Apostle, we're seeing it true. Like it's the word that changes lives.
Amen.
Sometimes we talk too much. I was coming to church, and I've learned not to just give people the word.
Amen.
So
yeah.
I said, send the word. We got a call. We got two callers, and we'll talk more about real people, real issues.
Okay, caller ending in 1720. Go right ahead, please.
Hi.
I saw that messing up.
Say it one more time. That's with the niece.
Jasmine. Hey.
This is happening?
You said this is Jasmine?
Jasmine.
We have
this Jazz Lauderdale. Hi,
Jazz. Lauderdale. All right.
Hey, don't say number two. Jazz.
They're both named Jasmine.
Both
are
named Jasmine, so
we got to give her a name. What could it be? Like, they called you Z at school, so what about, we got two Jasmines, so what do we do?
I say we call her
J-Squared.
Is that what you said?
I like J-Squared. Okay, J-Squared. I like that, J-Squared. All right, J-Squared, you out there shopping for iPads?
Oh, you got it? Yeah, we were sitting there talking to you, talking about you at Ashley House.
Right. Praise the Lord. How you doing? Everything's good?
Yeah.
Everything is good.
Hey,
Jazz Swear, listen to the question. Do you think we can present the gospel of Jesus Christ to the hip-hop community? Can we go into a club on a Friday night and talk about Jesus?
Honestly,
we got to
come up
not
with
a
certain approach.
Okay, that's awesome. I like that.
That's
another approach. Give me a quick approach. How? Give me another approach. How will we do it?
I would zero in on one person.
maybe dance or have a dance with them and kind of fly in religion.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
I was thinking about marketing it, like, you know, letting people know, like, hey, come to a party, like a gospel party. It's still going to be, you know, maybe upbeat music. We can play gospel rap.
Gospel,
like,
jazz.
Like, would you still come kick it with God? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And kind of market it instead of just bone rushing they time, their club time. You know what I'm saying? So if they come, they know what they coming to.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's just an idea. That's just an idea.
I like that. All right, Jazz, as Christians, do you think we should go into the club? Do you go out on Friday night, Saturday night? Do you go to the club? What do you think about that? Should Christian be in the club? I know the typical Christian answer is no, but you know, church and hip hop is a real show. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
let's keep it 100. Is it
right?
Okay? Yeah, I mean, what you think about that? Just do you, keep it 100, and so, okay, tell somebody about Jesus Christ, you know, that own your job. Tell an unsaved family member everywhere we go, all right?
All right.
We love you. We love you, Jazz Square.
Love
y'all. All right, there.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
it's Armor Bear.
It's Armor Bear
Dave.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed to be alive. What's going on? How things going over here at the bridge? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
How's that hip doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty
good.
It's coming along
pretty good.
Good, praise God. Congratulations on your new place. Congratulations as God keeps blessing your life with favor.
Awesome.
And you're serving God, serving your pastor, serving your church. I'm very proud of you, man, and I love you in the Lord. Great job you're doing as armor bearer at the church.
Hey, that's what it's all about. And for that question, ain't no wrong with going to anything serving God. Everybody can have one or two drinks every once in a while.
All right, just don't get drunk, right? Drunk and don't be drunk.
That's
don't be filled.
Right.
Don't be drunk with liquor and falling and stumbling all over the place. Have fun, Christian.
That's
take
right.
Your towel, loosen up, girl. Take your, you know, kick back. Lean back.
That's right.
Lean back. I'm a bear, David.
That's
thank you, man. We're going to get to the next
about.
Caller. All right, man.
All
thank
right.
you. We're going to get to the next caller. Thanks for the support. Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right. Okay, caller. Sure. Ending in 2260. How you doing?
It's Wallace from the True Light. I just
hey, Wallace.
Hey, just calling in the city in the shot. I like the way y'all sound.
Wallace so cool.
That's a cool. He should have been a temptation.
Right.
Catch him on
He should
have been a temptation.
He
like the coolest dude. Wallace, you the coolest dude this side of the Mississippi, man. Your swag is cool. Obama, President Obama, and Denzel ain't got nothing on you, man. You got a super cool man.
Like, I like the way y'all sounded.
Yeah. All right, good brother, man. God bless you. Peace, love.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey, God bless.
God bless.
Man, that's great. We got some good people at the church, man. Filled with the Holy Spirit, having fun, serving the Lord from all different kind of backgrounds. Isn't that amazing how True Light Church is made up of a lot of people?
Yeah, I love that.
People with degrees.
I love
people
that.
Who come home from prison. People
the
who are
pot.
The melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people on public assistance. People who are making a... It's a melting pot, and I like that.
Yeah.
What about Caucasians? Do you think we could cross over? The Holy Spirit's been having Latinos on my heart a lot. How can we reach out to...
I think we can reach to... Everybody. Just like Sean came, she felt the love.
Sean did.
And
right.
Sean Shauna's a new member, and she's a Caucasian woman.
That's right.
And she came in, and she said, the thing is, every person that joined said the same thing.
They feel
I just felt the love.
Yeah,
I just feel it when I came in. When,
right.
So it ain't a black or white thing. It's,
okay.
it's really, you know what I'm saying, when you come in, it's how you feel and what vibe you feel from coming
right.
in. And once you first step in those doors, you will know, like, oh, this church
yeah,
is this or that. And then when you,
right.
you meet the people, it's confirmation, like, oh, yeah, like, I definitely feel the love. And that's what she said. She was like,
she said
you know what I mean? So I don't
yeah.
think it's a, we can reach anybody.
Okay.
If she
that.
Feel the love, everybody
right.
should be able to feel it. Or we
right.
feel the love, it's
right.
the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Because
so.
Love transcends everything. And that's what people say, no church is perfect. Again, Monday and Tuesday at the church, we got GED classes from 5 to 8. Wednesday, tomorrow night, come on, join us. If you're watching the broadcast, join us live. Apostle, we thank God that has happened. Listeners from Radio 1000 have come into the church to see us, talk with me, interact in a service with us. So if you want to come out and meet me and Jazz live tomorrow night, 7 p.m., New Life in Christ Night at True Light Church, 1799 East 55th Street. We're about 3 blocks south of 55th and Superior, right on 55th Street. You cannot miss us. 1799 East 55th Street. Big old blue church. You can't miss
mm-hmm.
it. We got a new facade on it. Also, on Thursday nights, if you're struggling with that addiction of alcohol, we have AA classes held by Jerome. This is like the third year we're doing them, and they're powerful, man. The fellowship hall is filled, and it's just great. People overcoming that addiction by the power of Jesus Christ and in structured classes. So we get it there. Then on Saturday, we feed the community. 12 to 5 is our community outreach. Free home cooked meal by Deer. Miss Caritha cooks a nutritional balanced
mm-hmm.
meal. We got job postings up there for you. We give away clothes. Shout out to my main man, Juan Lewis, who gets me clothes for men and women coming home from prison. And we clothe people. We've got a clothing drive. Listen to this. If you're watching this broadcast, the Holy Spirit put on my heart last November, Apostle. We started with Thanksgiving. We're putting clothes, putting coats on people's backs
wow.
in the winter while it's cold. They're doing it on my job, family, friends, the barbershop. Man, my trunk is full of coats right now. I just stop and give them out. The women's shelter, the men's shelter. I was over on Northfield by the Body of Christ passing out coats. Wherever the Lord leads me, I pop the trunk open and we just give them out coats. Donate a coat. Bring it to the church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Bring your coat to the church. Donate a coat to the homeless people so we can clothe them up. It's cold out there, and I know you got about 5-6 coats in the closet, different colors, brown. I know y'all doing. I know y'all watching, so I'm talking to you. I know you get coats and a lot of coats. I know you're wasting a lot of stuff because God is giving you stuff in abundance. I know you have. You got 3-4 closets full of coats. Take one of them coats out the closet and donate it to True Light Church, 1799 East 55th Street, or call me, 216-688-6471. Drop the coat off. These people out here are cold, man. The guy had a Indian windbreaker on.
Mm.
He was about to freeze, and I gave him a coat at 22nd and Payne, Jazz, on my way here.
Is it just coats right now? Or
we want coats, gloves, and scarves. So me
and
Andy, hats, coat, everything
mm-hmm.
like that. Apostle, right? We give them out to the women's homeless shelter at 22nd and Payne, the men at 2100 Payne, the homeless hotel at 16th and Superior, Public Square, right off the freeway of 271 and 480. I think that's 271 Northfield, 480 Northfield. Y'all know the city. Wherever we stop at, we give the coats away at 55th and Chester and 55th and Superior. That's where I'm at. I try to do the end downtown and back of the Brown Stadium. I drop off coats to the homeless brothers down there. So help us, 1799 East 55th Street, put a hat, glove, scarf, a coat on a homeless person who's just coming home from prison. Shout out to Juan Lewis, my main man. Juan, you're always helping, man. You get me clothes for the men and women. We also clothe the men and women coming home from prison, Apostle. They can come to the church. We'll hook them up from Timberlands to jeans. Juan just gave us some stuff that was unbelievable. Shout out to Juan Lewis. He's watching the broadcast. My main man, you're doing your thing, man. I want you to pray for me because I'm praying for you. We always say that. I love you, brother. Juan, call in if you're listening, man.
Amen.
I wanted to talk about Bobby Christina.
Yeah.
That's just, what's going on? I don't know. I hope it's not true like we were saying earlier.
Yeah, I'll look it up and see what's going on with her.
They found her in the tub, just how her mom passed.
Right.
And I guess she took some drugs or she overdosed on drugs or something. Now she allegedly, brain dead. And that's just, it is, when I heard it, I was driving on the radio, I heard it just instantly brought tears to my eyes. I'm like, that's just so sad. I feel like she took it real hard when her mom left and passed. So
it's just
really, really sad if that's true. Hopefully it's not true. I'm just hoping that it's not true.
Do you think they think there may have been some foul play?
I think it was foul play with Whitney, but that's just me, you know. It just don't seem.
Now, who was Whitney dating at the time? Wasn't she dating Brandy's brother?
Ray J.
Ray J.
Yeah,
right, at the time of her death.
Yeah, who knows? Who about that? It just seemed so fishy, you know. Something about it just don't make sense. Like, I don't think that she would have, you know, left her daughter. I think it was some foul play or something with that too. But I know that Bobby Christina was upset about the movie, Whitney's movie about her mom. I know Angela Bassett was one of the executive producers on the movie, and she came on the show and talked about it, that she was upset with Angela because she didn't let Bobby wanted to be cast as her mom, obviously, in the movie.
Right.
And whatever happened, I think they had already cast it for it or something. And so she took it as, well, you know, Twitter stuff. She went on Twitter and said mean things about Angela Bassett, like, you're supposed to be my mom's friend. And this is all stuff that came out of Angela Bassett's mouth, so I'm not just talking about what was on Twitter. This is something that really happened. Because she was on the Wendy Williams show. I like Wendy Williams.
Did Wendy Williams have something to do with producing that show?
No, that was a Leah movie. Wendy Williams
was
a Leah
movie. That was awful, too.
Yeah.
That Leah movie wasn't good, was it?
Yeah, that was awful.
I heard it was bad. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But they said the Whitney Houston movie was actually okay, but Bobby Christina was upset because she wasn't a part of it. So I think, and then right after that, this happened. You know what I mean? So it seems like it just don't seem, something don't
seem right. So what about the gentleman that she's supposed to be married
to? Yeah, now she married to her. The boy was raised with them, her stepbrother.
It was like her, or her, not her stepbrother,
but
like her adopted brother. Yeah, adopted brother.
Who adopted him? Whitney adopted him?
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay, we don't know. Here's the latest. This is, I just pulled up the latest on Bobby Christina. Reports say, Apostle and Jazz, that the family will pull the plug on the third anniversary of her mother, Whitney's death. But that's not true. Now they're saying Bobby Christina Brown will not be taken off life support on the anniversary of Whitney Houston's death. And the source is USA Weekly and also Yahoo Celebrity. So they said they're not going to do that.
I hope she pulls through. That is so sad. Like, that is just just terrible for her to go out like that. That's just that's real sad.
Wow.
I just feel for her and everything. I couldn't imagine being in that situation, losing my mom and then just, you know, just all this backlash from the movie and stuff. So
yeah. Now, what about here in the city? Did y'all hear about the shooting at the barbershop? There was something about the people shot up.
That was Sandy's.
Sandy.
Her friend lost his father and his son.
Wow.
And, so that's why she wasn't here. Saturday she was at a praise team practice, and there was the actual funeral of one of the gentlemen. I don't know if they had a funeral for the both of them at once, but she actually went to the funeral. She knew, you know, the guy who lost the father and the son. That was her friend. So, she. I've been, you know, calling her, checking on her, and stuff like that.
And how
That's
old
terrible.
Was the young man that lost his life? Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I know that he was young. He was probably early 30s because he was my friend's barber.
Right.
He wasn't an older guy. He was probably in our age range, like maybe 30.
And this was a random.
Yeah,
I heard that the shooter came in looking for somebody.
Random.
The person wasn't there, so he shot up the place.
He shot up the place
and killed two people.
What is going on?
Three people, right?
Three people.
Yeah.
Three people.
I just heard about the two.
Jesus Christ! Unbelievable. What about the violence amongst our young people, Jazz? Because we don't have to tell ages, but our young kids who are like, let's say, I'm going to even say 16 to 25, and this regard for life, is it due to the videos? Is it the
generation?
Is it the music? Let's talk about that on Church
It's
about
definitely
the
not
the music.
Jazz? To me, I feel like for kids to go out and get involved in gangs and shootings and stuff like that, I'm not going to say the music don't play a role in some type, in some form or fashion, but I don't think it's the music to blame.
Okay.
I think it's the lack of love in these kids' life. I was just having this conversation with one of my friends. Like, he was like, my parents put me out at a young age, and the streets was all the love that I got, you know, the street dudes, and they taught me this and taught me that.
Right.
And it's just like the same thing with my brother, my younger brother. He, not to put his business out, but I'm going to go there. my stepfather, his biological father, passed, and he took it really hard. He didn't even cry for a long time. We were like worried about him. He his pain was anger. So he, you know, went out rebelling and getting out in the streets, and he actually just got out of jail. And that's the way that he's dealing with his coping, you know what I mean, from him losing his father at a young age. He was really young. He was like 13, 14 years old when our dad passed. So I think it's just, you know what I'm saying, stuff like the loss of love or just lack of having it in the first place is really the root of it, if you ask me. And then, you know, they trying to hang and be tough, and then listening to the music don't make it better, because that's what they talk about.
So, Cardano, you don't think it's the music.
No.
Some of the older people think it's that rap music. It's
mm-hmm.
that generation.
Nope.
You don't think it's that?
Nope.
It's those video games.
Nope.
The rap.
It's just
they
circumstances, upbringing, you know, being raised in the hood, being raised around it, or just, like, it's, to me, it all ties back to, you know,
that
you know how you've been brought up, the love. Like,
up.
So if you...
What about the single-parent home? You being...
Yep.
Does that play a factor,
yep.
you think?
Yep. You know, seeing...
And not a father...
Not a father raising you right and showing you that there's a better way and just kind of distilling those values in you.
Right.
And you kind of, you know... You take on other idols, just
right.
like we
yeah.
do with our religion. We take
mm-hmm.
on other idols, like
yeah.
when... We don't understand something, or we don't know how to accept something, like my dad passing or my dad not being there ever. It's the same
right.
thing for women. They go out and I think
look
for
love
and all these different men
and
find themselves.
They from their dad.
Yeah,
they have that father daughter love.
And I struggle with it personally, so I know that's a fact. I know that's a fact. I have
you
issues.
With it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I have issues with, because my whole life story with my dad was
mm-hmm.
a roller coaster. Like, my sister's biological dad for the majority part of my life up until I was 19,
mm-hmm.
that I thought he was my biological father.
Right.
That I was told that was my biological father.
Right.
And then when I was 19, mm-hmm. going on 20, my family told me, like, oh, well, no, he's not. This is your biological dad. And I
right.
met my biological dad, who was in jail for 15 years.
Right.
And then my stepdad, throughout that time, is who raised me. Like, my biological dad that I thought was my biological dad wasn't, you know, in my life as much as he should have been, and then my stepdad raised me. Then he passed.
Right.
So that was like my father.
That was like your
that
father.
That was my father that raised me.
Now, how do you feel about your biological dad?
I love my biological dad. We have a good relationship. It's not how I want it to be, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we talk on occasions. We see each other on holidays and stuff like that, but it's not, obviously, the father-daughter relationship that I would
yeah.
love to have. So
you
I
said, like, what do you,
with
you struggle with it, so what's missing? Like, you said, what's
I never
the struggle?
I never felt wanted by a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I never
felt wanted by a man like
right.
my father. You know what I'm saying? Like, my
right.
father never, I never felt like daddy's little girl, or I never
is
felt.
Is that
no,
me?
No, go ahead, Jess.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I just never felt, you know, like, you know how a father will just love their child, their daughter's father, daddy's little girl?
Yeah,
daddy's I never got
girl.
That, never
gotcha.
Felt
gotcha.
That.
Okay.
And I never felt wanted by a man. Like,
wow.
my sister's biological dad, who I thought was my dad, he never
right.
showed
that
expression.
That interaction of daddy's girl.
Never, never.
Gotcha.
Not
praise
never.
God. Never.
And I always felt, like,
no.
I think he knew that
okay.
I wasn't his.
Well, of course you
okay.
did.
Obviously. But
he
never,
he couldn't play
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know,
didn't
know, but I
gotcha.
Can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because of how he treated me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you saw a difference sometimes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then...
Has that scarred you?
I don't think
okay.
it scarred me. I still believe love is real, and I'm going to find love.
And you believe in love.
And believe in love, but it,
want, okay.
it affected me.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
That's good talk. Real
that's
talk.
Real, that's real stuff.
That's real stuff. That's good stuff. Wow,
that's
good stuff. Good, good.
Well, we got another caller. You want to take this call?
No, I'm sorry, caller.
747.
No.
I don't know where Los Ohio 5 is, one word. He couldn't make it out.
That's real stuff. That's real stuff.
Wow.
Hey, caller, go ahead.
Turn down your radio.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we can hear you good.
All right, what's up, y'all? This is Will.
What's up, Deacon Will? Deacon Will, what's going on,
yeah.
sir?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Turn your radio
down,
Deacon Will. Can you hear us now? Turn your radio down.
Can you hear us?
Or
your
internet
now?
Down.
Is it better now?
Yep.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's up, it's Will.
What's up, Deacon Will? How you doing? You doing good?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Back on the show.
Good. Glad to. We got to get you and Ashley on the show. That's Deacon Will and Deaconess Ashley, one of our young deacons in the ministry. He's serving hard. His wife's a deaconess. She's in charge of our youth church. Deacon Will staying strong as a deacon, watching out for me as an armor bearer also. Tell them how you made your transformation real quick from the street life to being a deacon.
Oh, man, it started slow, but it helped out with the birth of my son.
Oh, the birth of your son.
You know, I looked at life a little different once Reverend was born. I ain't do as much stupid stuff as I used to do.
Okay.
Things happen in the process where Ashley was robbed at gunpoint with my car, and we got the same kind of leather jacket. So a lot of things I was doing in the streets, I kind of thought about it was going to backfire, basically.
So that changed your mindset, didn't you?
Yeah, things started happening. Like somebody came over the house talking about me and my cousin had robbed him, so a lot of things started getting hit and close.
Say it
home.
Again.
And things started hitting more closer to home about me having a kid. It's hard to
say. Yeah,
it's
hard. Being a young deacon, raising your family up in the church, how important is it to you to be in the home with your kids, you and Ashley in your marriage, and you being there as the father in the home?
It's really important because, first of all, I got 4 boys and I got 2 girls, so I want the boys to become men, and the women got to be a mother.
Good. You want those boys to come in, and you want those daughters to have the love of their father, what Jazz was just talking about, keeping it 100. You want to give your daughters, let them know they're princesses, and give them
absolutely
that fatherly advice, the fatherly love and advice, you know, and that's important. Me and Jazz, as spiritual father and spiritual daughter, we even went out to dinner one time, and we broke away from everybody we met, and me, you, and Marcus Jr. went out to dinner out in Minner, remember?
Yeah.
Those things, that bonding is necessary for all of us. We were not meant to live alone, and it's just a blessing that Jazz is just like a biological daughter to me. I didn't birth her, but I feel that way about her. So make sure you pour that into your daughters, okay? Show them what a man is supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And the love that you are supposed to receive.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Tell Ashley, hey, now I want y'all to come on the show. You know, we back on, so we want to get everybody back in this rotation. Tell Germany and Ricardo, the engaged couple, you and Ashley, the married couple, want to get everybody back on. We got to get Tuka back on, too.
Yeah.
All right, Deacon Will, Big Will. All right, man, be good.
Love you, Will.
All right, I'll see y'all.
All right, good luck, man. Love you, man. So there it is. Deacon Bernard is on his way to the studio. That's our Joe Biden, my head deacon, my adjutant. He's always making sure he's taking care of business, man. Deacon Juwan had a business appointment. He was going to try to make it. He has his own home remodeling service. Minister Carlos, has his own business, the Larkin, on 68th and Superior. They couldn't make it. They were trying to make it, but me and Jazz is holding it down. Jazz, what about your friend Red? What made him want to come on the show?
He is. I was just talking about it, and I was like, oh, you know what? We were supposed to meet up and hang out today. And he was like, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to be free before 7,
right,
and then after 8.
Oh, after 8.
And he was
right.
Like, well, what you going to be doing in that little window
right,
for that little hour?
Right.
I was
right.
Like, well, I got a show. Our show, my church is Church of Hip Hop, and we back on. I can't miss it because we've been gone for too long.
Yeah, we've been gone
He was like, well, why don't I just come on the show?
Oh, that was cool.
I was like, oh, okay, sure. I didn't think he would be like that, you know, ready to just come.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. He invited himself.
Wow,
so
cool.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me ask my pastor or whatever. But then he got called into work.
Wow.
So that's
crazy.
Like,
Red's been here.
Has Red been here? Does Red call us Red?
No.
We got to ask Carlos where we're. We ain't seen
Red
since last year in the fall, October. He was there for Christmas,
wasn't
he? Maybe. I think he might have been there. But anyway, hey, my good dude, Brother Muhammad's going to come on the show. This is going to blow you away, Apostle. got a real good friend of mine. He's a Muslim brother. He asked me, could he come on the show?
Juwan,
I told him, yeah, I just spoke Deacon Juwan. I just talked about Deacon Juwan. We can close the show out, 7:53, Deacon Juwan. I want them shoes. Take them shoes off as soon as you come in, man. Come on in. Introduce yourself to the people. Come
up a little bit, Jazz.
Get right here. Tell people your name. Bend down. You're so tall. Tell them your name and what school you go to. You might have to get on your knees. You're a tall brother. Get on your knees a little bit. There you go. Tell them what school you go to.
Yes, man. Get the party seat.
Looking like your daddy. Come on. Okay, get them together, daddy. Church and hip-hop is geared towards you, man. Give them your age. Tell them your school and all that good stuff. Tell them how you be balling. You won't be a football player.
There's a microphone right there.
Go ahead, I do Antoine like that. Tell me about your high school, your age, all that. Tell us about you.
I'm 15. My name's Tavion. I go to Garfield.
You sound robotic.
What grade are you?
Ninth.
You playing basketball, right?
Yeah, freshman.
Football.
Yeah.
What position?
Safety.
Okay, so next year you're going to play JV?
Yeah.
You good enough to play varsity?
If you push yourself,
you push it. All right, but you're going to start, you're going to do JV.
That's
yeah.
The best.
That's cool. What about hip hop? Who's your favorite hip hop artist? Favorite hip hop artist?
I don't know.
You don't know?
All right. He like all of them.
You know how to do the nay nay?
You're off the high seat.
You just want to tell them what's going on, man. What's going on in your life?
I'm working, trying to get TTB back off the ground, doing numbers. We got back to Detroit. Just trying to get my time together. Church and hip-hop, you know, we back live for the first time, so I got to balance this stuff out and smooth it out. That's it.
You're good together.
Just kicking it, chilling.
Plug your business. Tell them how to get a hold of you, the name of it, the address, the phone number, how to contact
you. If you want to contact me at 216-673-0155. We do everything besides roofing the foundation, electrical, license bonded, insured. Email me at juanrossrehabs@gmail.com. And if you forget all the questions, just call the bishop. You can give me that way, too.
Right. So, hey, see, somebody ran into our post at the house. You know, the post that holds up the little awning thing.
There it is.
The apron.
Yeah, you know, the awning.
My neighbor hit it.
Oh, wow.
So he put it up.
Right.
Had somebody come out, put it up. My wife hates the way it looks.
Okay.
So you can fix stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's carpentry work.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to give you a call because.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
A happy wife makes a happy life.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me.
We love Apostle. He's a
good
one.
Yeah.
Right. So, what's that number again?
216-673-0155. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what? I'm not as fast as Pastor over there with the
phone. I'm trying, man.
0155.
Yep.
And that's Deacon Juwan.
Yep, Deacon Juwan.
Hey, Brittany, call up right now. Brittany says she wants to be on Church and Hip Hop. Brittany, call up 347-539-5088. Brittany does Christian spoken word. Brittany, I want you to come on and spit some of that out.
Awesome.
Jazz, that'd be awesome. She does Christian spoken word. I've heard it. It's awesome. Brittany, shout out. I can't think of your handle name. You know what I'm saying, but call us 347-539-5088. We want you to talk right now. Give us a little something to shut the show down. And next week, Britt, I want you to come on the show and do your spoken Christian poetry.
Oh,
spoken Christian poetry.
We need to do something for Black History Month. I think
I am. Next week, Rockin' Lounge, Saturday, 9 p.m., my 35th birthday party.
Uh-oh.
Everybody come on up.
35.
Down 35.
Tell me again. 35.
Rockin' Lounge on Russell on Superior. Everybody going to be here.
35 years old.
We going to have fun. Live.
Kool-Aid, apple juice, grape juice.
Oh,
there you go.
Kool-Aid, apple juice, grape juice. I know they listening. Kool-Aid, apple juice, grape juice. And
ice water.
And ice water.
Hey,
and ice water.
Let's go, you know. And
we're
going to have fun.
We're going to have fun. Everybody in the club get tipsy. Oh, we ain't get tipsy. I'm
sorry.
What's the number? Brittany, what's the number? Is it? Oh, let me. I'm trying to get off.
I'll pop it up for us.
347. 539-5088. Apostle, we're trying to get Brittany to call in. She does that spoken word. She's awesome with it. Christian spoken word.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But we're going to get her on the show next week. We're running out of time. We're just waiting for Brittany to call us and
give
us. Okay, here she is. She's 1 minute, 2 minutes, or possibly 1 minute, I
guess.
Whatever. Well, 1 minute, 2 minutes.
All right, so we can go longer.
Anyway, get you on. One extra minute. He's going to give us the 801. Hey, we love y'all. We're back on the air.
Yeah.
It wasn't a problem. We don't want you to sow a seed right now. Financially, we're good, but we're going to be asking for that. No disrespect. We had so much going on at church. We're going to tell you more about it. We're going to let Apostle put a picture up on the move we may be making. Deacon Juwan knows that we're about to put our bid in for a 58,000-square-foot church, a 1,200-seat sanctuary, gymnasium, daycare, if it's God's will. If not, we got one more piece of land to buy. You pray with us, and we'll build our church right there, 55th.
Yeah.
We'll take up a city block from Utica to Quimby. We're just trying to be obedient to God. Deacon Juwan is my pariah. We'll talk about that. Here's the caller.
Here's your caller.
Brittany.
Okay.
Hi, Brittany,
hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Brittany, I want you to come on the show. You watch the show, you like it, you think we're doing all right?
Yeah, I like the show.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, can you come on next Tuesday and give us some of that Christian spoken word? Tell us about that and tell us about the book you wrote and all that good stuff.
Next Tuesday, I have a show at Jezebel Bayou, so I can come on the show. But I definitely will come the Tuesday after that.
Praise God. Tell us about the show at Jezebel so we can support you after we get off the air. I'm going to bring the Church of Hip Hop crew up there.
Okay.
What time is the show?
The show starts at 7 p.m. at Jezebel. It's on Larchmere. I can't remember the exact address, but it's on Larchmere.
Okay. And it's at Jezebel's up there on Shaker Square?
Yes, that's it.
All right, we're going to bring the church and hip-hop crew is going to come up there right after the show to support you. Then the next Tuesday, you'll be on the show doing that Christian spoken word.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Excited.
Thanks, bro. We're excited.
God bless you,
Brittany. God bless you. We're praying for you.
Yes.
All
right, success. The young apostle, man, I'm so proud. I think Brittany's a young. She's about Jazz's age. They're the same age. They're just doing their thing. Shout out to her church, New Community Bible Fellowship, and her pastor, Pastor Kevin James. Brittany's a powerful, anointed young lady just like Jazz. Reminds me just like you, Jazz, becoming a girl.
I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, she's a real sharp girl. So we thank God. Church and hip-hop, we did it. We are not out of conversation or context, but we're definitely out of time, and we got to pay our bill now. So, hey, join us every Tuesday live on KAZ Radio TV. Call up the studio. Call us up. So put your advertising business. Get with Apostle James. We got to build him up. Apostle James is anointed, professional, articulate. He's the baddest businessman this side of the Mississippi. Support him. Log on to www.kzradio.tv. Over 1 million views. Look at the ministry lineup we're part of, the shows, the interactive talk shows, and everything Madison's Place. Hey, hit them up, www.kazradio.tv. See us at the light tomorrow. Come on, meet us at the church, 1799 East 55th Street. See you at the light Thursday. Listen to us on Radio 1000, the praising the station of the nation, at 2 p.m. Log on to www.radio1000.org. Hey, man, I'm tired. I've been going all day, man. I've been to the gym. I've been working. I'm about to kick back now and drink an apple juice.
Yeah.
Hey, peace and love to the family. God bless y'all. The young people that tell me to tell y'all Gucci.
I feel good to be back home.
Yeah.
Good show.